Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in with us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I am so pleased to have you join us. If this is your first time, then welcome. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And we will talk a little bit more about that as we wind down the show. But for those of you who are familiar with us and how we do things around here, you know that we like to jump right in into our conversation so that we can allow our special guests the opportunity to maximize the time that we have on the show. This week is no exception. You know, every week I say that we always have some wonderful guests with information that is useful, information that does not have a date attached to it. So even if a particular program or service is being offered on a specific date, there's always something ongoing that each of our guests have to offer so that you can continue to stay connected, informed, engaged, and inspired. So I absolutely love hosting this show. And again, I say to you, welcome for joining us. Our special guest this week is someone that is very dear to my heart. She is someone that I know intimately. I am so grateful for the relationship that we have. She is a teacher. She is a student of the United School of Survival under Michael Muhammad, who is the host of the I Am Not a Victim workshop, which is what we're going to be talking about today. She is also a representative of the Muslim Girls Training and Central Civilization class. It is a class for women and girls in the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. She is also a wonderful mother, wife, and community activist, and she is my sister. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Sister Tamiko Muhammad of Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, Sister Tamiko.
Thank you, Sister Joyce.
So
it is an honor to be on the show, and I really appreciate this opportunity, and I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for accepting and for allowing me the opportunity to be able to interview you. It is indeed my pleasure to do so, and I want to just jump right in so that we can, as I said at the beginning of the show, be able to maximize the time that we have here. So tell our listening audience any other information that you may want to share about yourself and about the upcoming workshop that's going to take place this Saturday. So at this time, the floor is yours.
Well, as you had mentioned, I am a student of United School of Survival under Michael Muhammad, which means that I am learning self-defense myself. It is something that I have taken to be very serious in my life because of the time that we're living in and the time that is really showing that there is a misunderstanding about these male-female relationships and particularly the treatment of the woman. So that's one of the things that I really appreciate about this time in my life and the choice that I have made to take these classes. And also about the program, to just stress that it is going to be about learning self-defense, but it's also going to have some components. We're going to have a panel discussion about domestic violence. We're going to also even have a presenter that experienced or who had a relative to experience domestic violence. And we're also going to be talking about conflict and resolution, because even though we are going to be doing self-defense, everything doesn't have to come to a fight. You know, it seems like in this community we have conflict and the first reaction is violence. So
right.
We want to kind of deal with some ways of how to stop fighting. But we should know how, because there is going to come a time where we must fight. But we just want to just kind of get some of those topics. So it's not just going to be fighting or not just self-defense, but it's going to be some other things to help us balance this thing as well.
All right, and that is so important. I like the fact that we're going to be addressing when you have physical confrontation, because as you said, you know, that is inevitable sometimes. But sometimes it doesn't have to get to that point. Sister Tamika, when I'm doing trainings, a lot of times I will share with individuals that the physical abuse comes much later. Normally you don't have a person, an abuser, to come up and just hit you upside the head or just push you down or those types of things. Physical usually is secondary. There's always some other things that come about before that. And if we can learn ways to address those things that come beforehand, the psychological, the emotional, the spiritual, the financial, the sexual, if we can get a grasp on how to do conflict resolution in those areas by talking and by sharing and actually listening and understanding one another, then there's a strong likelihood that it won't get to that point of physical violence. So I love the fact that both of those components are going to be addressed. Tell us the name of the workshop, and when it'll take place, and just all of the who, what, when, where, why for the conference coming up this Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. The name of the event is called I Am Not a Victim Self-Defense Workshop for Women. It will be at 810 Weston Park, which is the Charles Powell Community Center, at 1 o'clock p.m., and we're going to, as I had mentioned, we're going to have panel discussion, and we're going to kind of wrap up the afternoon with demonstrations. So we ask that if you're participating, you know, to be in some comfortable clothes so that we will be able to do some demonstrations. Brother Michael is going to be talking about, he's going to have the honor of discussing the title, which is I Am Not a Victim. That is going to be his presentation. And what he's going to do is, from his perspective of a man, help us to understand the predatorial mindset. This is something that he sees. This is something that he has been studying, and he, as a responsible brother and as a friend, he wants to help other women to see predatorial behavior and be able to defend themselves against that. So that is what we will be seeing this Saturday. This is, it's open to the community. Anyone can come in at any time during this event, and you will be welcomed. So we just hope to see you there.
All right. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And we have with us our very, very special guest, Sister Tamika Muhammad of Memphis, Tennessee. And she is sharing with us about the upcoming workshop, which is called I Am Not a Victim. And I am excited about this, both professionally and personally. Because I, as those of you who've been following me for some time now, you know that I am a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault. And so having events such as these, I think, is very important, not just personally but professionally as well, because I have dedicated my life to educating and empowering others about domestic violence, about sexual assault, about ways to protect yourself, about ways to recognize the signs and know what to do, where to get started, how to seek help. So I love, love, love the fact that, you know, this is taking place, and that Brother Michael will be speaking specifically on the title of I Am Not a Victim. One of the things, Sister Tamika, that our organization is really adamant about is making sure that the male voice is heard. We actually have a Men Against Domestic Violence arm of Walking Into a New Life for that very purpose, because we want men to become more involved, more engaged, to understand the signs as well, and how to engage other men to encourage them not to commit abuse, or if they happen to be one that are committing the abuse, why it's wrong, where to get help, where to seek the help, and then be on the other side of advocacy and promoting not doing it and promoting conflict resolution as an option. So I am just super pleased to be a part of this, and I want to thank you, Brother Michael, and every other person that was responsible for including me in this. It's something that's very important to me, and like I said, not just professionally but personally as well. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm really glad that you mentioned the aspect of men being present. We really anticipate that the men come out, even though it says that it is self-defense for women. It's also self-defense for men. And because of the amount of information that's going to be presented, it really is imperative. It's really important that the couples come out or the men come out, even if they just come out just for themselves, because there are facts that bring about domestic violence. And a lot of those factors stem from the fact that the roles in the homes have been reversed, or there is a level of frustration that is taking place that is not quite being appreciated on the side of the man and on the side of the woman. So if we are to step back and to kind of look at what is really taking place in our minds, then we will be able to look at our mate or look at our partner, our girlfriend, boyfriend, in a different way. As a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, this is the criteria of the classes for the women and the classes for the men, for us to get knowledge of self. And for us to understand that there is a role for the woman and there is a role for the man, and it's not anything that is oppressive. It doesn't have anything to do with any kind of domination over another, but for the success of the family, because the foundation of the nation is the family. And we are suffering from so much domestic violence. Domestic means home. It implies that there is something going on inside the home. And what we really need to look at and address from a very mature perspective is what is going on in the home that is causing all of this violence. Why would a mother want to lash out at her child? Or why would a man want to lash out at a woman? Or vice versa? Or, I mean, how can someone silence a crying child by suffocating them or doing something that's inhumane? There is something going on in the mindset, in the psyche, that is producing such a large amount of frustration that it is causing us to lash out at one another. And from the perspective of domestic violence in a relationship point of view, the man is usually suffering from a lot of stress and the woman is suffering from a lot of stress. But knowing that that man has a role of leadership, even just naturally, he has a heavier amount of stress, but he is not able to express it in a way, and most of the time it indirectly comes out on his wife or his girlfriend. So there are just some things that we need to come together as men and women or as couples so that we can kind of look at some of these factors together.
Absolutely. Very well said. Very well said. And one thing I want to point out as we start to wind down with this particular segment is the fact that self-defense can come in many forms. And so while some people may feel that owning a gun is a way of protection and self-defense, I do like the fact that we will be exploring other alternatives to actually carrying a weapon. In fact, this week it was brought up on the news, a particular segment or area in Memphis has been really targeted with violence, not just domestic violence, but violence as a whole. And a lot of conversation was centered around, you know, just going buy a gun. And so, of course, there were some pros and cons that were associated with that. Sister Miko, if you don't mind just sharing a little bit about the fact that, you know, in the Nation of Islam, we don't promote carrying weapons. And I would just like for people to hear and understand that while that might be a choice for some people, it is not the only choice, and it doesn't have to be. You know, there are other ways to defend yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I am so glad that you brought up that point. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us, and he teaches us, that we do not carry weapons. We do not carry guns. We do not carry as much as a penknife. And he said that his teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, did not want them to carry, did not want the followers to have weapons or guns in the home, because he wanted us to build the intelligence to settle our disputes properly. He knew our tendencies. Since we do not have the knowledge of self, he knew our tendency for first reaching for the gun. So now he has taken the guns out of our homes. He has taken the weapons out of our homes, or we have voluntarily taken them out of our homes. Now we have to look at each other face to face, and we have to deal with one another in a certain way. So building that intelligence for settling our disputes properly, it causes us to look at each other with respect. It causes us to look at each other in a more diplomatic way. But then it also causes us to be able to stop and go to the root of this conflict and really deal with it. But even though we don't have the guns today, we're still using the fist. So now it is time for us to find out what is that intelligence that's necessary for us to be able to settle our disputes properly. And we hope
all
to be
right.
able to go into some of that, yeah.
Yes, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. I think that's important. And let me say this, too, to our listening audience. We want to see you come out on Saturday and participate in this workshop. This is not a workshop where we are looking to try to have people come over to a particular religious belief. We're not looking to change your mind about your gun control and any of those types of things. What we do hope, though, is that when you leave, that we've given you some insight, some information, some things to think about, and that you come to certain conclusions on your own. And so this is not a matter of race or religion or background, or if you're married, or you're single, or if you're in courtship. This is for everybody, because domestic violence is affecting everybody. And it's not going to change until we change the mindset that we have about it and actually come together as a community, learn about conflict resolution, learn about proper ways to defend yourself, understand that weapons are not the only means in which to defend yourself, and just get some good information and have a good time at the same time. So I just wanted to make sure that people were clear about that point. And as Sister Miko said, we want men there as well as women. We want couples there. We want singles there. Everyone needs to hear the information that is being offered. Everyone needs to take advantage of the demonstrations and hear what's being said from both sides, men and women. So I just want to make sure people really grasp the idea of that. And now, Sister Tomiko, is there a cost, or what is the process for being able to get registered? Just whatever information you want to share on that.
Okay, we are asking for $15 for the registration fee, and if you would like to register, you can come to 873 Vance, which is where we are taking up the registration fee. We will be there on Friday at 6 o'clock p.m., and that will be the last time before the event that we will be taking registration. However, if you don't have it, that is okay. We don't want to turn anyone away. Please, if that is something that you would not be able to pay, the registration is to help the cause. The registration is to help Brother Michael to be able to have the students to be able, so that we can have the supplies that's necessary so we can continue the dojo. However, if you do not have that registration fee, please come to the doors and you will be welcomed with open arms, and we definitely will welcome you into the event. But if you would like to register, we will be taking the registration fees at 873 Vance on Friday at around 6 o'clock p.m. And but if you don't, then, like I say, when you come to the door, then we're welcoming everyone.
Okay, listening audience, as she said, the $15 registration fee can be paid this Friday, 873 Vance Avenue, this Friday, 873 Vance Avenue. Pay your $15 registration fee at 6 o'clock p.m. Again, 873 Vance Avenue. That's this Friday. It's $15, a small investment for priceless information, priceless demonstrations, and getting this information from well-trained individuals who care about the overall process of helping our nation to heal and do it the right way. Do it in a way that is professional, that is comprehensive, easy to understand. That $15 is a great investment to keep things moving along. However, she did stress the point that if you absolutely just do not have it, but you want to attend, they are not turning anyone away. So show up Saturday and be dressed comfortably, be prepared to have a good time, be prepared and open for wisdom and understanding, to have your questions answered, to be in a safe environment to learn what you need to know. So, again, it's 873 Vance Avenue, which is this Friday at 6 o'clock. Bring your $15 registration fee. But, again, if you don't have it, do not let cost deter you from coming out and getting the information that you will definitely find to be priceless. It is so needed. It is so welcome. It is so very much appreciated. So, Sister Tamiko, I'm going to share the information, of course, on social media outlets as well as I have been doing for some time now, but it will be listed on our website and on social media platforms as well. Again, 873 Vance Avenue this Friday at 6 p.m. Bring your $15 registration, but if you cannot, for whatever reason, you do not have the money, don't let that deter you from coming out. So we're coming down to our last few minutes. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Tamiko if she has any last words, anything that any takeaways that she would like to leave with our listening audience as we come down to the last couple of minutes of the show.
Well, Sister Joyce, I just want to invite everyone out to the Charles Power Community Center on 810 Weston Park at 1 o'clock this Saturday. I look forward to seeing you, Sister Joyce, and your listeners. And I thank you so much, and I thank your listeners for their wonderful attention. I thank you.
We thank you for being a guest on the show, for your information, your transparency. You are a very eloquent speaker. You speak very plainly. And you are very well learned. I know this professionally as well as personally, so it is certainly my pleasure and my honor and you know, certainly privilege to be able to share what we have to offer in terms of the workshop, what is being said by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, and just making people aware that there are options, that there are people in the community of all walks of life, of all manners of faith, both male and female, who are committed, and I want to put the emphasis on committed. We are committed to ensuring that our communities are aware about domestic violence, but also how to take action and how to take care of themselves. So I just want to thank you again for being a guest on the show, and I want to thank our listening audience for tuning in this week as they have faithfully done each and every week. So thank you all so much. As we come down to our last couple of minutes, I do want to reiterate to our listening audience that Walking Into a New Life's mission, of course, is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. most of which are absolutely free. We have one or two that we offer through the year. The most that any program has ever been is $10, and that is so that we can at least defray some of the costs for the things that we do. Right now, we are in the process of asking individuals, businesses, organizations to donate used cell phones. Even if they're broken, it's okay. Cracked screen is all right. We would love to have you to set up a box and have individuals put their used cell phones in those boxes, because those cell phones are restored, they're cleaned and scrubbed, and they're given to survivors of abuse. So that's Walking Into a New Life's latest initiative. It costs you nothing, but it does help those who are transitioning out and need services such as cell phones, something that we take for granted, many of us, but it's actually a lifesaver for those in need. So if you have cell phones, we ask that you reach out to us at info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. Or you can give us a call at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. Let us know if you have them, if you'd like to participate, you want to put a box at your school, at your church, at your mosque, if you have a business that you want to set it up at, or if you just want to collect them and donate them to us. We would love to have them so that we can go ahead and get them sent over to Verizon. Verizon has a Hope Line organization that's a part of their cell phone company, and Family Safety Center, for which we are a partner with. They receive grants from Verizon through that Hope Line program. So this is our way, as being a partner with them, this is our way to be able to give back and support the community. We also host a Pamper and Support Day once a quarter for victims, survivors, and advocates of abuse, so that they can have the opportunity to have someone to love on them, to pamper them, to support them. Lots of toiletries. We usually have manicures, pedicures, facials. Our last one we had was back in October, and at that time we had three-time Grammy-nominated artist Raheem Devon's organization, Love Life Foundation, who actually sponsored a spa day for survivors. So we just want to be able to give back. Your donations are tax-deductible, and they can be of any amount. No amount is too big or too small. So please do not hesitate to donate, and we can give you a receipt for that. So again, as I close, I want to thank our special guest, this is Tamiko Muhammad. We want to have each and every one of you to come out this Saturday to the I Am Not a Victim workshop right here in Memphis. All the information will be on the website as well as our social media platform. If you don't live in the city, but you know someone who does, please share this information. Please share it with them so that they can attend. And keep in mind, the $15 registration fee is appreciated because it helps to play costs. But at the same time, if you don't have it, don't let that stop you from coming. We look forward to seeing you out there. Again, my name is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. We thank you for listening, and as we say each and every week, we look forward to having you join us again for information that you can use. Also, remember that the replays are available, so if you missed something that was said today, but you want to go back and listen to it again, or you want to share it with someone again, the replay is always available when the actual live show ends. So thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you join us again on next week.